السلام عليكم. Over 1,350 years ago, on the 10th of Muharram, just before Asr, a man stood on a sand dune at Karbala. He was bleeding from several wounds on his body. He had lost everything. Since early morning, he had carried several dead bodies into his camp. He had even buried his infant child. He looked at the bodies of his loved ones. Tears flowed out of his eyes. He looked at the sky and seemed to draw some strength from an unseen source. Then, like a mu'adhin from a minaret, he raised a call. Is there anyone who will come to assist us? Is there anyone who will respond to our call for help? He turned direction and repeated the call. He did this four times. Whom was he calling out to? Surely he was not expecting anyone to come help him. Those who wanted to help him had already crossed the lines and laid down their lives for the cause. He knew there was no one left. He knew that there was no other her, and yet he still called out in all directions for help. Of course, that call was a call to Muslims of every generation and every land. It was a call to us wherever we may be. It was a call for help. Help against Yazidism, which is in every age, rears its ugly head to oppress justice, truth, and morality. Our Imam was calling out to every Muslim of every age and time to combat Yazidism, both within himself and as an external force. This was his battle cry for Jihad al-Akbar. He had already demonstrated that his objective had always been to create a spiritual awakening through Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi an al-Munkar. Now, he was calling out for the continuation of this jihad at the individual, social, and political levels. We have to remember that Ashura is a very emotional period, and this emotion has to be exploited by the Ahl al-Minabar to convey the message of Karbala, to awaken a hatred against all that Yazid stood for, and to revive a commitment to Islam as preached by the Ahlul Bayt, and for which Imam Hussein laid down his life. We cannot spread the illusion that Aza al-Hussein means no more than a few tears, matam, and processions. These are the means and not the end. They are important only if they lead each of us becoming a better Shia than we were in the preceding year. If we lose sight of the objectives, we may find ourselves answerable for forgetting and making fun of the cause for which our Imam sacrificed so much. Imam Hussein himself advised a Muslim who was claiming to be a Shia to fear Allah and not to make a false claim, lest on the Day of Judgment he is raised with the liars. Our Shia, the Imam added, is the one whose heart is free of hatred, deception, and corruption. His words and deeds are only for the pleasure of Allah. We must, during this forthcoming Ashura, pose this question to ourselves in all seriousness. Do we intend to make a commitment to Imam Hussein's objectives, or do we wish to continue doing nothing in our current state, paying what can be best described a lip service to his martyrdom with demonstrative mourning only? While I pray that we begin, as we must, to understand the philosophy of Aza al-Hussein and make a serious commitment to the objectives of the King of Martyrs, I sincerely hope that there never comes a day when majalis are replaced by clinical lectures that have no emotion. Reason, when supported by emotion, has a more lasting effect, and it is for the very end that, in return for the rationality of the message of the Holy Prophet, he is told by Allah to ask for nothing in return except the love of Ahl al-Bayt. Love, while being an emotional force, becomes hypocrisy if one fails to identify and follow the wishes of the loved one. May all our Muharrams be true demonstration for our love and time of emotion, reason, commitment to Imam Hussein. Labbaik ya Hussein.